Five goats were slaughtered in downtown Goma Saturday in honor of President Joseph Kabila's re-election victory. During the campaign, Mr. Kabila was the only candidate with the money to widely distribute t-shirts, baseball hats, umbrellas, ladies' dresses, and other paraphernalia. So the center of town is decked out in blue, white, and yellow, and his slogan, 100% for the president. And as they barbecue the goats on the streets near the marketplace, a few supporters say they are drinking kabira. Paul Katakela is the chef in charge of the feast. He says Mr. Kabila is a moderate leader who ended, or at least slowed, the conflict in this eastern province. He says he expects as many as 1,500 people to fill this marketplace celebration out of love for their president, who he calls the man who united Congo. On the edges of the celebration, a young man in a tie beckons reporters away from the crowd. He says the celebration is for a criminal who robbed the rightful Congolese president, Etienne Tshisekedi, of his post. Mr. Tshisekedi says he considers himself president by the people's will, although Congo's Electoral Commission has declared Mr. Kabila re-elected with nearly 49% of the vote. It says Mr. Tshisekedi won 32% of ballots cast. The man, Fiston Keta, heads the regional youth league associated with the United Forces for Change, the party of Kengo Wadondo, the candidate who came in fourth in the presidential race with 4.35% of the vote. Keta says his guy lost, but he says many opposition leaders now back Mr. Tshisekedi. He says he wants international observers to declare the election a fraud before it is too late to prevent what he calls a bloodbath. There have been scattered reports of violence since Friday's announcement that Mr. Kabila had won the election. At the Goma campaign office for Etienne Tshisekedi, supporters are annoyed at passing buses tooting their horns in support of Mr. Kabila, but they don't react. Another regional youth league president, Alador Mbayamba, says if the international community does not recognize Tshisekedi as the winner, there will be protests.
Et je pense que si je ne m'abuse pas aujourd'hui, il va former le gouvernement que nous, peuple, nous allons soutenir.
The room full of young men applaud when he says that Etienne Tshisekedi was democratically elected and he will form a government. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Goma.